Welcome back to my real estate podcast with David Liberatore. Just a quick heads up, this program was created with AI assistance and uses a synthetic narrator. The content was reviewed and approved by David Liberatore before publication. Information is believed accurate but should be independently verified. This program does not provide legal, tax, lending, or appraisal advice. Today we're talking about something that doesn't always get enough attention when you're buying a condo in Sarasota, and that's safety and due diligence beyond just the standard home inspection.
Thanks for having me. You know, this is such an important topic because a lot of buyers focus on the cosmetic stuff, the kitchen, the views, the finishes, but they skip over some really critical safety issues that can actually cost them big money down the road. It's not just about the building being nice, it's about the building being safe and well-maintained.
Yeah. And I think people don't realize that buying a condo is different from buying a single-family home, right? Like, you're not just buying your unit. You're kind of buying into the whole building's health.
Exactly! That's the perfect way to put it. So when you're looking at a condo in Sarasota, you really need to dig into things like the building's structural integrity, the roof condition, the foundation, the HVAC systems. And honestly, a lot of that doesn't show up in a standard home inspection. You need to look at the reserve studies, the engineering reports, the maintenance records.
Okay, so walk me through this. What does a buyer actually need to be asking for? Like, what documents should they be requesting?
So first thing, and this is huge, get the reserve study. That tells you if the building has set aside enough money for major repairs. Then you want the most recent engineering report, especially if the building's been around for a while. You also want to see the meeting minutes from the HOA, the budget, and any special assessments that are pending or have been done recently. And trust me, you do not want to buy a unit right before a major assessment hits.
Oh man, that would be brutal. So you're basically saying, do your homework on the building itself, not just the apartment. And I imagine in Sarasota, with the weather we have, the hurricanes, the salt air, all that, there's extra stuff to think about.
Oh, absolutely. Florida buildings, especially ones near the coast or on places like Siesta Key or Lido Key, they deal with saltwater corrosion, hurricane damage, flooding concerns. You want to know about the building's hurricane preparedness, the roof replacement schedule, whether there's been water damage issues. And if you're looking at something in an HOA community, definitely check out what the HOA actually covers and requires. We've got some great resources on that if you want to dig deeper.
Right. And I think a lot of people don't realize how specific those HOA rules can be. So beyond all the paperwork stuff, is there anything else a buyer should be doing when they're actually looking at the building?
Yeah, walk the building. Look at the common areas, the parking garage, the roof if you can access it. Talk to current residents if possible. They'll tell you real stuff about water leaks, elevator problems, pest issues. And honestly, hire a condo-specific inspector if you can. They know what to look for in these buildings that a general home inspector might miss.
That's smart. So basically, be thorough. Ask a lot of questions. Don't just trust the listing photos. I think that's the takeaway here.
Exactly. And look, buying a condo is a great option in Sarasota, especially for retirees or people who want that low maintenance lifestyle. But you've got to do the due diligence. Your future self will thank you.
David, this was really helpful. Thanks so much for breaking this down. If people want to learn more about condo buying in Sarasota or HOAs specifically, we've got some great resources linked in the show notes. Check those out. David Liberatore, thanks again for being here.
Thanks for having me. Always happy to help.